In 1 week, Richland County voters must decide if they want to implement a 1% county school facility sales tax. The Richland County High School opened its doors in 1952, 66 years ago. 66 is also the assessment score it received from BLDD Architects, grading the school's physical needs and functionality. Administrators are asking county residents to vote yes on March 20th in favor of adding a 1% sales tax to fund renovating the high school.
We would anticipate the 1% sales tax bring in $1.2 million, and our plans would be we would use $1 million of that to service debt to do the renovation of the high school.
Superintendent Larry Buzzard says the estimate is $25 million, with $7 million of it going to building maintenance to keep it in compliance, which has to be done with or without the sales tax. Buzzard says they looked at building a new building, but that would cost taxpayers between $60 and $80 million.
Our current building is very sound, and again, we feel like the $25 million renovation is much more cost-effective for our taxpayers.
The plans include replacing the 1,400-seat auditorium with a smaller, more useful 600 to 800-seat auditorium, an additional gymnasium, upgrading all classrooms with 21st-century technology, accessibility for all students, and additional safety and security measures. They say with these renovations, the high school should last the county another 70 years. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords. If the tax does pass, administrators hope that down the road, the sales tax could possibly be used to abate property tax in the county.